Hello, and welcome to episode 10 of Could It Be Podcast. Today, I'll be sharing a bit of an update on how I've been going. We are now 6 weeks post-explant. I've had a little bit happen in the last couple of weeks, not as much as the previous ones, but still some exciting progress. I thought I'd share a couple of things before I went into it. So first of all, I've recently found out that there is a trial currently happening up in Brisbane here in Australia where they're trialing a new type of breast implant. I'm going to share the article about this in the show notes. But basically, it's a 3D printed bioresorbable scaffold which is inserted into the breast space. It's made from the same material which is used for dissolvable stitches. Once it is inserted into the breast area, surgeons inject it with the patient's own fat, and over the next 2 years, the scaffold will slowly dissolve and the patient's own newly formed tissue and collagen will take the place of the scaffold over time. It is still in its trial stage, but it will be interesting to watch how this trial goes. If that is a safe option, it would have definitely been something that I would have been interested in and probably would have benefited me back when I was looking at getting implants because of the fact that I did have the tuberous breasts. So very interesting to see how that goes, and I'll keep you updated if I hear any more. Another couple of things. So I keep forgetting to mention, but I think that these two things have been beneficial in some of the progress that I've seen in my symptoms since the explant surgery. But I have been taking a collagen powder supplement. It's just a flavorless one that I pop in my coffees in the morning. And I have also been doing, I think it's called dermal rolling on my scalp. My friend likened it to using a lawn aerator on the lawn. So it's like a little roller that's got tiny little needles in it, and they're only like half a millimeter long, that I do around my scalp. And you could probably Google it and see the best way to do it. I came across the dermal rolling, or it's also called microneedling, a few years ago when I was looking into hair growth shampoos. I think one of the companies also sold these rollers, and basically they sort of say use it once a week. Well, I find that my scalp can get quite itchy just for a day after using it, and then make sure you do disinfect the dermal roller. Obviously, there is risk of infection, so look into your risk, speak to your doctor or, you know, your dermatologist or someone if you feel like you might give it a go. I feel like the dermal rolling's been really great for my hair growth. I have had quite a lot of hair growth, which I'll elaborate on, in a 3 week period recently. And when it comes to the collagen, I feel like that's working really well when it comes to my scar healing. My scar's looking really great, and also the fact that my breast tissue was actually recovering quite well after the surgery. So thought I'd share those, and I will share some photos of them on the Instagram page in the next few weeks also. Also, a friend of the podcast has recently contacted me. They've just had their own explant surgery done, and they had followed some of the stuff that I had recommended in my previous podcast episodes about what to take in, so such as your zip-up hoodies and post-surgery bras and that kind of thing. And she recommended to also cut off any of the tags and those sort of hook things that go over the coat hangers, just because when you're in hospital especially, and when you still have the drains in, they can get caught on anything that is sort of loose within your clothing. So just if you do decide to buy any of the things that I recommend, definitely before you go into hospital, cut off those tags. So thank you to our friend of the podcast for recommending that. Also, look, I haven't looked into how I would go about this yet, but if there is anyone that is listening to the podcast, no matter what your story is at the moment, whether you were thinking about getting breast implants and you looked into BII, whether you've had an explant surgery, whether you have implants and you don't have BII, whatever the reason, and if you were wanting to share your story, I would really love to hear from you. You can get in touch with me on the Could It BII podcast on Instagram, and I will look into how I can get podcast episodes where I speak to people. I'd be happy to do it online, because the chances of anyone that's listening to me that is in Adelaide that isn't a friend or family member are probably pretty low. But yeah, feel free to get in touch if you'd like to jump on the podcast. So during my 5th week post-explant, on the Wednesday, I noticed that I was having another overall detox wave. I noticed it particularly when I went for a tea break walk around the block in my break. So I think I've possibly mentioned I do have a sit-down job, and I like to try and remain as mobile as possible. So I do use a sit-stand desk, but then also in my breaks, I do go for a walk. I call it a blocky. It's like a 10-minute walk around the block in my tea breaks. Sometimes in my lunch breaks, I take a little longer depending on, you know, what I need to prepare for lunch. But it was just in one of those short 10-minute breaks that I did notice that my foot pain and the calf cramping had come back. And that day when I did get home from that walk, I noticed that I did have a headache. So I did my normal thing where I had plenty of water, took some Panadol, and obviously had just done the walk around the block to get some fresh air. Whenever I do get a detox wave, it tends to just last for that day. So I'm really lucky there. That same night, I did notice some discomfort and almost like a cramping feeling in my right pec muscle. So that's behind the boob. That's the one that looks like it's been through a little bit of trauma. And that can happen. That was happening when I was getting tired or if I had done too much. So what I found that helped me in that situation is propping my arm up so that it was supported, so my arm wasn't hanging and the weight wasn't sort of pulling on my muscle. So I got my U-shaped pillow, sat that sort of in front of my tummy and rested my arm on that just to alleviate any pressure. And I made sure that I was using my wedge pillows overnight that night, and I felt fine the next day. The following day, I tried on a new bralette that I had bought before the operation, so not knowing what size I was going to be after the surgery. And it felt really feminine and really pretty, and it was nice to be out of the post-surgery bras that are, you know, if you've seen them, they are quite big and bulky and take up a lot of space. So I had to be mindful of what I was wearing because they were showing with certain dresses that I wore. So I have since switched over to wearing the little bralette. I'm not using any of the post-surgery bras anymore, but they have done me really well over the weeks until now. Really happy that I did buy them, but really happy to be out of them as well. I have also noticed, and this is something that I have seen other women comment on, and normally they notice it straight out of surgery, but through my T-zone on my face, so my forehead, my nose and my chin, up until maybe 6 months before my explant surgery, I was producing a lot of oil and that had stopped happening. So I'd go out with my friends and like on a night out, and I would have to take those little blotting pads with me to try and get rid of the excess oil that my skin was producing. And when I've complained about it to my mum before, she's like, Bianca, it keeps you looking young, all that oil in your skin, so don't complain about it. It would just get really annoying with like how shiny I would get. But I have noticed that that started to happen again in the fifth week. So my skin is producing more oil again. Again, that weekend, I had another detox wave, I think. So on the Saturday, I did my longest walk after the surgery. It was a 5-kilometer walk. And just around the corner from my house, I noticed that my calves were cramping again. But after the first kilometer of the walk, it did start to get better and I just kept going. So yeah, that was my longest walk since the operation. That night, I attempted sleeping on my side for a little while. And what I've noticed is because I've never really had natural boobs at a normal size, they're quite squishy. So when I'm laying on my side, I sleep with my U-shaped pillow and I kind of almost cuddle that. So the one part of the pillow sitting in front of me, I just have to be mindful that that's not squashing my boob. It never used to because they were quite firm before, but I just have to shift the pillow a little bit so that it's not squashing my chest. But yeah, that's been quite comfortable. One thing that I did have happen to me when I was sleeping on my side in the past is I would get tingles in my hands. So it must be pinching on something. And I had heard about other women talking about getting pins and needles in their hands and feet before having their explant surgery and then it going away. I don't get that other than when I'm riding my outdoor push bike and when I'm sleeping on my side, and it still happens. So it must just be something that's pinching when I'm sleeping. So I will eventually look into that. So on the Sunday of that weekend, my partner and I did one of those online spin classes that we do through Les Mills. We did the trip, which is the one where you have some scenery that you're cycling on up on the TV screen, and I didn't do anything jumpy. So what I started to incorporate during that particular class was more resistance on the bike and higher speeds, but I still sat the entire time just so that I wasn't bouncing around, because I still really haven't had any clearance from my specialist about what I can and can't do apart from just riding a basic bike, as she said, or walking. That was really good to get my heart rate up a little bit and enjoy a spin class. So that covers the fifth week. So in my sixth week, I was due to have a follow-up with my specialist on the Tuesday. And on the Monday, I received a phone call from her receptionist saying that she wasn't able to see me that week. I'm guessing that she was unwell and due to other appointments and the doctor being away on holidays for a week in August, I won't be able to see her now until towards the end of August. I was really bummed when I got this phone call because it was, you know, around the 6 week mark, which is normally for any of the other surgeries I have when I can start to introduce more exercise and that kind of thing. So that was where I had planned on asking about, you know, what I can do, whether I was able to start using a sauna or anything like that. But I'll have to ask her and maybe do a bit of my own thing until I do get to see her at the end of August. It was around the middle of that week that I did notice that my right boob has started to come to the party. So it was a bit of an odd shape initially, and I have noticed positive changes to it every day. And then it was just randomly, I was getting changed and I looked in the mirror and it has really started to fill out towards the bottom, which is where I was lacking a bit of tissue after the surgery. So that is starting to look a lot better and starting to catch up to the left-hand one. And I have sort of talked about, you know, being a bit concerned about how different that they were and how it looked. But thinking back, it was also things like, you know, wearing a supportive sports bra, how was I going to do that with two very different size boobs? I'm sure people out there have dealt with it and there are strategies that I could incorporate. But yeah, really happy that it started to fill out a bit. And this is only 6 weeks after having my implants out. Most of the time when I'm reading about fluffing of the breast tissue, it can take between 6 and 9 months. So if my body's done that in 6 weeks, like, I'm so proud of what my body has been able to achieve. So really, really stoked with seeing that progress. In my 6 week, I was sort of going in between sleeping on my side and sleeping on the wedge pillows. I do feel really good. Like, my posture feels great with how I'm sleeping on the wedge pillows because I don't have a pillow under my head. It's just kind of straight behind my back and I'm on a bit of an angle with my upper body. But because they are memory foam and I'm back on the normal mattress, I was sleeping in the spare room just so that if I woke up in the middle of the night after having anesthetic that I could pop the TV on without interrupting my partner. But I'm back in the main bedroom now, and for some reason the memory foam seems to get really warm under my back when it wasn't on the other mattress. So I get to about halfway through the night and I wake up too hot and get rid of them and put the normal pillows underneath me. One thing I would recommend as well, if you have an explant surgery and you choose to get wedge pillows to sleep on, make sure that any pajamas that you're wearing aren't slippery, like a slippery fabric. I had a cotton rayon set, which were beautifully comfortable, but they actually I would slide down the wedge throughout the night. I'd end up finding myself in really weird slouched positions because my pajamas weren't gripping onto the pillow and I was just, yeah, it was like a slippery dip in my sleep. So I found that it's more like flannelette pajamas are probably best when you are sleeping at an angle, just so that you're not slipping down in the night. That week as well, I had my second lymphatic drainage massage. This one felt really, I don't know whether this is the right word, but it felt really powerful. I think she did a few extra moves around my arms. We're still sticking with upper body, 45 minute sessions for now. But I had a really big headache after this one, and I know that is really normal to happen after any kind of massage, but yeah, that one felt like it was moving things around. And later on that night I felt fine, but yeah, that headache straight afterwards was another gnarly one. Another thing to add as well, I'm doing a different role at work in that week, and I have noticed that my mental clarity is crazy. So I'm having to jump between a few different systems and doing a whole different way of reporting than what I normally would. And I'm finding that I'm able to keep my focus a lot longer than I would have been able to before the surgery. I would have been very frustrated by the fact that I am jumping between a few different things. I'm learning a new system at the same time. I'm replacing somebody who is on holidays at the moment. And the brain fog would have been so bad that I would have got frustrated with having to chop and change so much, but I've been able to maintain it and learn and remember the different intricacies of each reporting system. So I'm really happy with that as well. Now, if you do follow me on the Instagram page, you would have seen that I have bought myself an infrared sauna to have at home. This is what happens when I get to do a bit of overtime and I have some spare money. I'm like, okay, what can I add to the home gym? So I purchased it through a company over in Victoria called NC Fitness. And I have actually bought some of my other gym equipment for my home gym from there. And the shipping's really good. The prices are great. So I thought, look, give them a go. I know some people from my old gym who had purchased one of the saunas by the same company, just a bigger one, and they seem really happy with it. So I was like, you know what? YOLO. I was going to one before the operation, but had realized that it's probably not the greatest idea. But I bought the infrared sauna. My partner and I put it together over the end weekend of the sixth week. And I was careful not to lift too much, but I did help with lifting the panels and, you know, would just rest if I was getting tired, but I was able to do that with no problems. Even though I haven't been able to see the specialist, I have jumped in a couple of times just for some short sessions that without the temperature being up too high, anything that I could read online on the medical websites was sort of saying as long as the scar's healed, you can give it a go. So yeah, I've just tested it really, really short sessions, like a 15 minute session, sitting at about 50 degrees. I've been in one that was 70 degrees before, so 50 was nothing. It was just like a really lovely warm room. But yeah, that's part of helping me detox. And also when I am exercising a little bit more again, you know, the infrared sauna is really good for your recovery. So there's like a multi reason for buying it. That's my big treat yourself moment that I had recently. Part of the reason why I was looking forward to my specialist appointment was to ask about introducing new exercises, because I have started the Move With Us Evolve Challenge. So that is a challenge where you can choose four different training styles, and normally I would do weights, but what I have decided to do this time is start off with Pilates, mobility, and then adding a lot of walks and cycling in with the challenge, and then just sticking with the nutrition. But once I see my specialist, I might decide to mix it up a little bit, add some weights in there, add some high intensity sessions when I am able to. So really excited for the next 6 weeks just to start moving again. I've done one of the Pilates sessions, and if you want to be humbled post-surgery when you haven't done much in the way of exercise for 6 weeks, Try something like Pilates, because oh my goodness, I'm sore. It's a good kind of sore. There's no joint aches or anything like I would have had before having my implants taken out. It's just your normal delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS, us meatheads call it. Feeling really good and looking forward to some new training and seeing what the next few weeks bring. So just a reminder, if you are interested in joining in and sharing your story on the podcast, feel free to get in touch with me at the Could It Be II podcast Instagram account. I look forward to sharing a bit of a different episode in the next few weeks with you, where I will have somebody close to me come in and talk about their experience with me and having breast implant illness and going into hospital for the surgery. But yeah, I look forward to sharing that one with you. And until then, take care, and we'll speak to you very soon. Bye. This podcast shares my own experience and research. I'm not a medical or health professional. You can find me on Instagram at couldit_be_ii_podcast. Thank you to my incredibly talented partner, Jacob Tengdahl, for the intro and outro music. All recording, editing, and artwork is done by me. Thank you for listening.